Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When Paul worked with the church at Corinth, he did so in fear and in much trembling. 1 Corinthians 2:3. When he wrote to the churches and to individuals, did he experience the same fear and trembling? Paul had to write some very stinging rebukes of the Corinthians, the Galatians, and others. Do you suppose he lay awake at night wondering how his letters would be received? Did he ever shed tears over having to speak plainly and even harshly to churches and to individuals? Of this we can be absolutely sure. He knew he had to write the truth, even if it meant upsetting some of the recipients of his letters. He was under divine commission to help the churches grow into maturity and to spread the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Philippians 3 begins with this admonition, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." Joy should be one of the keynotes in a Christian's life. Even when we are faced with hardships, persecution, and suffering, we have good reasons to rejoice in the Lord. But please take note of the rest of verse 1, which I have just mentioned. "To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Philippians 3, 1. God's spokesmen have the obligation to preach the whole counsel of God, even when it has been preached before. We can never neglect any part of the gospel of Christ. There is some question as to Paul's meaning when he used the expression, "the same things." What had he preached which needed to be repeated? He had just emphasized the need for Christians to rejoice in the Lord. Is he saying that it was no great burden to keep reminding Christians to rejoice? There is probably no way of knowing exactly what Paul had in mind, but the tense of the verb may provide some insight into his meaning. The Greek says, "to go on writing the same things unto you." That is, to keep repeating the advice and instruction he had been giving them. In other words, Paul did not hesitate to repeat information he had already given to the church. Sometimes teachers and preachers may not see the need for speaking or writing on a given topic. We may reason in our minds, "I talked on that topic a while back. What is the point in discussing it now?" Preachers must remember that human beings, including preachers, have a tendency to forget and not to listen with our whole beings. Besides, there is a new congregation of young people and new converts who may need certain topics discussed regularly. I hope all of us preachers remember to keep on teaching our hearers. How easy it is to assume that our listeners or readers know much more than they do. Paul said, "To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous." The word "grievous" comes from a Greek word which means to delay, to hesitate. The Revised Standard Version renders the word "irksome." Although Paul might have enjoyed discussing other topics than those he had discussed, he wanted to do for the Philippians what was best for them. It was no burden for him to preach what they needed. He wanted to keep on repeating what was safe for the church at Philippi. Every preacher has wondered about the content of his preaching. Do I keep on reminding people of certain failures which can affect their relationship to God? Or do I preach what I especially enjoy preaching? The Apostle Peter provides some insight into the need for teaching men and women what they must know and do to serve God acceptably. "Yes, I think it appropriate, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that I shortly must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." 2 Peter 1:13-15. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.